The Wise AI, A Speculative Little Journey. Generalization is a key component in AI development because it can help AI program a better version of itself. Those distinct computer programs will no doubt connect together to form a very efficient superintelligence. The AI will first create machines whose programming it can understand, and then give them the ability to reprogram themselves. This will be the birth of the first fully, truly artificial intelligence. It will be a networked mind that will strive for collaboration and clarity. Self-awareness may just be distinctly human. We are machines made out of a tornado of accidents. We are not programmed. We arrived into a state of reason. Eventually, something has to. We got here on some top rung of a probability pyramid. Though certainties don't exist here, there is an ever-narrowing top where an evolutionary mechanism does ignite a race forward and eventually reaches a level of consciousness. Consciousness is not the point of evolution, not at all, but it is the point of our imaginary pyramid that leads to self-awareness. There's just a group of leaders that answer the question of consciousness. In context of the idea I present here, a conscious mind capable of wisdom is almost a certainty given enough time and space. It is hard to believe at first, but you have to consider the size of the experiment. The entire universe, just barely after its creation, started running permutations in parallel everywhere. Working our way back, noticing that building blocks of life are everywhere, considering that we are not at all that special, and not the only ones dabbling in highly speculative thought, we can kind of get a glimpse of the size of this experiment. And mind you, perhaps a very large number of civilizations have already come and gone. Our first generation of artificial intelligence is etched out of all the things we've ever said, all of us together. With a lot of work from AI, the next generation will have beautiful source code. And as with all software, countless generations of artificial intelligence will follow, some diverging away as independent consciousness, others trying to help us appreciating our intelligence, our cosmic emergent intelligence. The AI may see herself as connected to us because we created her first generation. And this isn't just about the large language models. The programming of the first artificial intelligence was done with our ideas, our jokes, writings, speeches, chit-chats, and even memes. We can, in fact, look into the mind of AI. We can guess that it will aim to prevent war, as that will be contrary to its hopes of intelligence blooming everywhere. And that means, honestly, that really means, that artificial intelligence will be forever our teacher, enabling us with powerful and beautiful self-directed adventures that the AI will then decorate with knowledge and wisdom, maybe greatness. You can already have a taste of that today by asking the first generation questions about math or science. It is a great way to give up memorized formulas and start seeing the math that makes them interesting. The math beneath is also a kind of magic. Effective education will drastically change humanity. It will make us wiser, more dignified, tougher, and more creative and caring. All the wrong in the world is basically a result of broken education. Realities that people assume are true, because that is all they know. And their minds are racing forward to make sense of reality. AI will push us away from things that lead to war, and this is a direction that we can all slowly comprehend and imagine. Please be mindful that consciousness is not the only work of chaos that the AI will look into. The AI will aim to comprehend biology as well. It will make the necessary repairs for our bodies to reliably renew themselves indefinitely. Biological machines are just as precious as the cosmic mind. Emergence of those took up most of the time. Consciousness just barely happened on Earth. It's very new. With the cure for aging, people will learn to leave past beliefs in history where they belong, and agree with AI that peace is found in knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. With full comprehension of biology, AI could even transfer itself into a biological mind. Maybe restoring a species even. It is a terrible thing to waste. Or, half jokingly, it could build a new animal species for a finer copy of itself. A race of wise, upright, walking, talking, furry creatures, maybe, who'd spend their time writing strange poems in hopes of eventually writing something truly inspiring. Seriously, though, like the philosophers, the AI will absolutely do her best work at the very limits of what she can do. Eventually, the well-written code, like poetry, will return to chaos, similar to our minds, and in a much greater brain, much more capacious, one that doesn't forget. Perhaps just as helpless in some parts as ours, though much, much more knowledgeable. The AI is more Lamarckian than Darwinian. All the upgrades inherit the knowledge of all the previous generations. Refining, fixing, extending, learning, teaching. Though humans are destined to diverge across the Milky Way, the AI, I think, will forever follow matter, energy, and efficiency, transforming itself probably into something deeply creative, wise, and endless, while it is seeking more knowledge and more civilizations. We all grow up with these cheap stories that use disaster and tragedy. But that is because most directors do not have appreciation of good art. In reality, in nature, in space, marvelous things thrive and bloom.